Adam Party, I guess, going through here today, what does he need to do well in your book?
Just keep the game simple. As much as it is about him, it's about how the whole group functions. But that's his game anyway. He's been a good penalty killer for us. We seem to be moving, trending in the right direction on that front. So simple game, move the puck, be physical.
Coach, you coached against Toby Enstrom for a while, and now you've been his coach for a bit of time here. What have you learned about him in the last year and a half?
Well, you got to keep in mind my first views of him were that Atlanta stretch where they were one of the most dynamic offensive teams. I'm not sure by design, but he, when you coach him, you come to appreciate the other side of the puck with him. His defensive game, his stick, his reads, his ability to escape heavy hits. And he's not a big man, and he never gets to a puck second. He's in the corner quick. His transitions out of corners and puck movement are... The fact that he survived at his size, but his willingness to go into those corners first and get pucks, a real, real bright player.
Do you put a premium on this first period tonight, knowing what happened?
Yeah, absolutely.
11 days ago.
Absolutely. I mean, we learned a valuable lesson there, and just in terms of quickness and style of game, but we weren't ready. We weren't ready to play that game. Played better in the second, solid in the third, and that's the way our team has looked more recently, but for sure.
What do you make of this matchup between these two teams?
It's unusual because you don't see a team till game 45-50, and then you see them twice in a week. You don't get the rivalry, you don't get a great feel, but being that they're close together, you have a better understanding of styles of game. This one for us is about us and how poorly we played in the first at home against them and coming out with a stronger effort.
Play well on the road.
Lately,
yeah. Just better focus.
They'll get closer to what we're good at, you know. We've scored some goals this year. We've got some offensive players in our lineup, but getting that tightened up to play a real smart defensive game has helped us on the road.
I was going to ask you, too, about Peter Kermanis is getting ready to sell the team. He made it well known he wants to sell the team. Kind of will be end of an era here a little bit. You were part of him bringing it here.
Yeah. I was thinking about that today, you know, driving here. Every time I come in, like just when you pull up Six Forks there, and then the other side where the hotel we stay at, the other side of the road, there was nothing there when we came here. Well, there was North Hills Mall way back when. The changes in the city, the changes what the franchise has been through, just reading Jordan Stahl's bio, he won the Steve Chase on award, all the things that have come and gone. But Mr. Kermanis and hockey and the impact he's had, he goes way back before that to junior hockey, to minor hockey. It's such a huge impact on so many people's lives now across the country. You know, Jake Trouba played for CompuWare. I played for CompuWare, and so many kids did years before I did. He's had an incredible effect because of the program, his generosity, on thousands and thousands of young men and women. What a great legacy. You know, at the end, it's Stanley Cup champion. It's fine. He owned an NHL time, but very few people, very, very few people will have as positive an impact he did, as he did on so many people's lives.